Yeah. Testing, testing. Is this thing even working? I can't see it. Move, Alan. I can't see. Don't do that.
It is.
I hear it. It must be going around. Let's see. Down to record. I bet that'll do
that,
it.
That's
okay. Let's start all over again. Would you give me your name, please?
My name is Onita Connor Hendrick.
And when were you married? When were you born?
I was born March the 29th, 1922, at Burt, Texas.
Okay. Tell me the earliest thing you remember about Burt.
Well, I guess would be my schooling would be the first thing that I remember. I remember the first day I went to school. There is 13 months difference between my older brother and myself. Of course, there were five of us. And my mother left the three smaller ones with my grandmother. But she took me to school with my older brother his first day. So she was trying to get him situated and wasn't really paying any attention to me. So the teacher told me to go sit down. So I went and sit down. And then they started issuing the books. And they gave me books just like they did the other students.
Oh.
So when it was time to go home, we gathered our books up and started. When we got to the door, Mama noticed that I had books. And she turned around and carried me back and said, "She's not supposed to be starting to school. I just brought her along." And so the teacher started to take the books away from me, and I can remember just as well. I hugged them real tight and said, "No, they're my books," and just throwed a little fit. So finally the teacher said, "We'll just let her take them home and let her come on to school in the morning," said, "She'll come a day or two and get tired of it, and that'll be the end of it." But I never did get tired. I just kept going. So I started the school when I was 5 years old.
That is fantastic. How long, your mom didn't notice you were gone, or did she leave you there on purpose that day?
Well, she just, we were all in the classroom, and she probably noticed that I was sitting down and wasn't running off, you know. But she was mainly paying attention to my brother, trying to get him registered and everything for school. Of course, back in those days, you didn't have to be 6 or 7. They really didn't have a state law. But, of course, they would say you had to be 6, but they didn't enforce it.
Right.
So I started at 5, and I finished when I was just barely 16. I was 16 March the 29th and finished in May.
Okay. Did they have 12 grades then, or just 11?
Yes.
They had 12.
No, 11. But we had a primer. We had 12 grades, but we had a primer, and then first through 11.
Okay.
And I made the primer and first grade the first year. I made the two grades.
In other words, you progressed at your own ability.
Yeah.
Which people would like to see today.
Well, see, back in those days, there were at least 2 grades in every room, and sometimes 3, and the teacher taught all grades. She would teach this one arithmetic, while these studied. And then she had moved to this class and teach maybe third grade arithmetic while the others studied. And really, if you paid attention, you know, to what the teacher said, you could learn two or three grades in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that's what I did, because I always excelled in school. And I finished 2 years before my brother did, by the way.
Oh, he was slow.
He didn't care.
Boys don't frequently. A lot of girls don't care anymore, though. They don't see the value of education.
Yeah, that's right.
Did y'all have time to do something like play school?
Oh, yes. School was lots of fun. And, of course, we had all kinds of activities, you know, at recess. We had recess where you go out on the campus just like you do here. Of course, we didn't have a gym. Of course, if it was bad, we had to stay inside. But we had all kinds of ball, and I was a good ball player. I played first base on the softball team, and I was a good volleyball player. Never did play basketball.
Do you realize in the schools there are no more recesses?
Oh, there isn't?
It is now structured PE from the first grade on, and they are not allowed to be loud. They have to be quiet in PE.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. At least I think that's the way it still is at the elementary school. It was when I was there a couple of years ago.
Hmm. No, I didn't realize
Which makes
that.
It real hard on the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Was your social life centered around school and things that happened there?
Mainly school and church. Now, see, we didn't, Burke did not have a theater, you know. We had, Burke had like about three grocery stores, and by the way, we did have a doctor and a drugstore, and the doctor's daughter was my best friend. And of course, when he died, we never had another doctor come. Of course, he was the doctor and had the drugstore, too.
Right.
And then, of course, we had a post office, and we had a general merchandise store where you could buy, like, overalls and shoes and socks and things like that. And then we had one, two, three grocery store filling stations, as we called them then, combinations, where they sold gas at the front and then groceries inside. Of course, back in those days, the people lived in the back of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed open from all hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Had to make a living.
Did you ever go to Lufkin to shop?
Yes. Most Saturdays, we went to Lufkin to shop. Spend the day.
Okay. How did you get there?
In a T model Ford,
okay.
Or an A model.
At least you had a car.
Yes, we did have a car. Mm-hmm. I can't remember Daddy not ever having a car. Although the roads did get impassable sometimes, and he would come after us at school in the wagon and the team, because the roads were impassable for cars. And they would take turns. The daddies would come in the wagons, and all of us kiddos would get in, and, you know, one wagon would hold us all.
Kind of like carpooling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was your dad a farmer? Was that his main job?
Yes, he was a farmer, and we all worked hard. He owned his farm in about 40 acres. Of course, that's not a big farm, but it was big to work.
Sounds big to me.
He had something growing all the time, and we grew most of our food, and of course we raised our cows and our pigs, and, you know, put our meat away.
How did you put it away? Did you have refrigerators?
No.
Okay.
Canned it. If you killed a beef, you canned it. We had pressure cookers and cans.
See, I've never heard of doing that with meat.
Is that right?
Never.
Well,
now, I've seen it done with vegetables, but never meat.
Well, the meat you get in the store is bound to be pressured, like salmon and roast beef and
I've just never thought of it like mm-hmm. that.
Well, we always canned it. Now, of course, the pigs that we killed, they made the sausage and stuffed them, and then they would smoke them. We had a smokehouse, what we called a smokehouse, and they would hang the hams and the shoulders and the sausage and things and smoke it. And that they put some kind of curing salt on it and smoke it, and it would keep after it was smoked.
Did your mom and y'all make the sausage yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Just yes. Your family, or did some other families do it all together?
No, we made our own. And we grew cane and made our syrup. And of course, we grew all kinds of vegetables and canned those. And we used to pick a lot of berries and can those. And we had peaches and pears. And
very self-sufficient.
Uh-huh. We even made our own cornmeal from the corn that we grew. But now we did buy flour. My mother made the shortening from the lard, from the fat of the pig. You know, she would fry it out. It was called lard,
mm-hmm.
not shortening. And she would put this down in buckets. And then we would use that to cook with.
Did you have any place like a cellar or a place dug out in the ground, you know, to keep things cooler for storage?
No, we had what we called the smokehouse, where they smoked the meat. And then we had a portion of it that had shelves where we kept all the canned goods. We always had plenty to eat. Of course, we grew our chickens. We always had eggs. We had the cows and had milk and butter and cream. You just lived at home, more or less. You bought flour and sugar and salt and baking powders and stuff like that, but you mainly grew. My mother even made peanut butter.
Mm.
We would pick the peanuts off and shell them and parch them, and she would grind them. She had a grinder, and use oil and stuff, and this is what we carried in our lunch. And she even made our bread, and she sliced it, and this is what we carried in our lunch.
Mm.
Peanut butter sandwiches, and they were good.
Did you get jelly with them?
Yes.
Or jam?
Both. We always had jellies and jams.
I cannot imagine living like that. I was raised in a city, and if it didn't come out of the Del Monte can, my mother didn't put it on the table, basically. And it's just such a, you know, different way.
Well, I think it makes a difference in your life later. Of course, I'm sure we were considered average people. You know, nobody had a whole lot. But as I say, we owned our home and owned our farm, and we always had a car, and we always had plenty to eat, but we never had any money to spend because there wasn't any money.
Your mother didn't make the cloth or anything like
no,
that, did she?
No, but she made all of our clothes. She made my dresses that I wore to school. She even made my prom dresses or anything that I had to have in school, you know, the long dresses. She even made my brother's shirts. My mother was a good seamstress.
Did she make jeans?
No, she did not make jeans. Back in those days, most of them wore overalls, not jeans. Jeans came in later. But she even made my daddy's shirts. How mothers did it, I'll never know.
Mm-mm. It's just, it boggles your mind.
And my mother's still living?
She must have worked from before daylight till way late.
She had to. She had five children, and she took care of us, too. But we all worked hard. And Daddy always saw that we went to school. Now, he did not keep us out to do farm work, although some mornings we would, all mornings we had to get up and do our chores. and catch a bus at 6:30. And then, of course, our old home place is where the airport is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I grew up. Daddy sold the farm to the airport, and he bought the land next to the airport. But we lived off of the main road about a half a mile, and we had to walk from our house, what we called the lane, to the main road to catch the bus. And as the bus went up, if we hurried, we had time to get up there before it came back.
Okay.
And that's the way we usually operated, because we had chores to do. And then when we came in from school, whatever time we got in, we had chores to do then. Lots of afternoons we would come in and put a cotton sack on and pick two rows, one down and one back. And I've even done that in the mornings before I went to school.
Just amazing. Let's stop and see if this is working. If it's not, I'm going to kill myself. I don't. Okay. Did we hit up or down? You're good with equipment. Tell me what went on during the day at school.
Well, I don't remember a whole lot about the younger days in school, except my first teacher was Miss Gladys Holder, and she's still living and still lives at Burke.
You're kidding. I hope she's down on the list for the library to talk to.
Well, she might be, because she could really tell them a lot about Burke.
That is amazing.
And,
really.
She was single, and I can remember when she got married, how the children teased her. Of course, she got married and left Burke and went down around Beaumont and lived. And, of course, I had Miss Tenny Havard, which is Clyde Thompson's sister, taught me several years. And Mr. Copeland at Burke, John Copeland.
I didn't realize he had taught.
Uh-huh. He was one of my teachers. And there's Emmett Sanford at Burke. You probably don't know him.
He's the one that has the little import place?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was one of my teachers at Burke. And I believe that's about all that I remember that's still living. Now, I had other teachers. But there was not much discipline problem in school back in those days. The teacher had the upper hand, or especially in the lower grades.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the higher grades, high school. But at one time, Burke had a high school. And, of course, I can't remember the years. I was trying to think of that this afternoon. I don't know what year they started sending to Lufkin the high school and just had the elementary school there. But I think it was during my schooling there, because we used to go in a two-story school. And then they tore that down and built the school that's there, or school building. It's where the lunch program is now.
Right.
It was the school then. But we had wood heaters. And, of course, the boys had to bring the wood in and, you know, and keep the fires going. The teachers were responsible. But we had to keep the rooms clean. There were no janitors. The children had to do it. We had to keep the campuses clean. We would go all have like a work period and all go out and pick up the paper and take weed cutters and cut the weeds. We didn't have lawnmowers, but we had to keep the campuses clean. That was a rule, and they were kept clean.
Well, if you have to clean it yourself, you're going to keep it cleaner to begin with.
Then we had the outdoor privies, because there were no bathroom facilities, no plumbing, you know. But we did have electricity, did have lights.
Did you have big blackboards on the wall, or just
yes.
the small? You had them on
big,
the wall.
big, all the whole wall was a blackboard.
Okay.
And the classes were small at Berg. You know, like I'd say 8 or 10 in each class, but as I say, a teacher taught 2 or 3 grades.
Right, so you still end up with pretty good sized classrooms.
She still had a good many pupils.
Right. And at all different levels, which mm-hmm. didn't make her job any easier. When did you get married?
I got married in January of 1941.
Okay.
January the 25th.
Okay, that was before America got involved in the
yes.
World War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were married in January, and then Pearl Harbor was December the 7th of that year.
Right. Where was your wedding held?
In the parsonage over at the Dieball Methodist Church.
Really?
I didn't have a big church wedding. We got married in the parsonage.
Okay, just family there,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Did you wear a suit or just uh-huh. a nice dress?
A suit.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was 18.
Okay, so you'd been out of school a couple of years
mm-hmm.
then. Had you been working?
Yes. When I finished school at 16, well, I went on to Satterwhite's Commercial College, which was the business school in Lufkin. And by the way, my daddy sold a pig to pay my tuition. Mm. And then, or sold some pigs. I'm sure he had to sell more than one because he had to pay $100. And then I had to agree to pay $100 after I went to work. The course was $200. And of course, it was a 2-year course, but I finished it in a little over a year, both courses.
Did you live at home while you were doing
yes,
that?
Yes, I did, and I rode the bus.
There was a bus between Burke and Lufkin?
School bus.
Oh.
The school bus carried the children to the high school, and then it went on out to Keltis and picked up the Keltis students and brought them in. It did a double duty, I guess you would say. And it had to pass right by the business school, so all of us that took a business course got to ride the bus. Of course, my daddy was one of the trustees. And
that might have helped.
That might have helped.
Well, that's neat. I think we need a bus now between Dieball and Lufkin.
Yes.
I think it'd be very handy.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
But they told me that I couldn't get a job because I wasn't 18 years old. So I was wondering what I was going to do until I got 18 years old. But I got out and started looking for a job. And it just so happened that my old school superintendent at Lufkin High School hired me for his secretary, so I did get a job.
Okay. When you went on your interviews, what did you wear then?
Just a good dress and hose and shoes.
Did you wear a hat and gloves, all
no.
that?
No.
Because when I got out of high school, we were expected to wear gloves on job interviews, which I found totally ridiculous, you know.
Oh, well, we
but
didn't.
I just wondered. Okay.
Of course, back in those days, we did wear hats and gloves when we went to church and places like that, but that's been a long time ago.
Yes, I like the more informal dress that we have today.
Me too.
I'm off that.
Me too.
Okay, you were working, and had you known Dick all of your life?
No. He's from Alto, grew up in Alto, and his brother came down here and got a job with Temple. And Dick couldn't get a job, so he went in the 3 C's when he got out of high school and went to Arizona and New Mexico, and I think he stayed maybe 3 years, I'm not sure. But when he came back, there were still no jobs except farming. But his brother told him to come down here. He thought he could get him on, so he did. He came down here and got him on at the mill, or planer. He worked at the planer. And I met him here.
Do you remember where?
Yes. A friend of mine was dating a dyeball boy. So they fixed up a blind date for Dick and I. Dick was the boy's friend. They worked together, and she and I were friends.
Is he a little older than you are, or about the same?
Uh-huh. Yes, he's a little over 5 years older than I am. Five years and yeah, 3 or 4 months.
He and my dad need to get together. My dad was in CCC camp in New Mexico also.
Is that right?
And I imagine I bet Dick's younger. Daddy's 73.
Well, Dick is 68, yeah. Will be 69. But they could have been in the same group.
That's
Do you know what?
It was up by Santa Fe and they built roads. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well,
but my dad loved it. It was a good time for him.
Dick was a supply sergeant, I think. He worked and issued the stuff out of the supply room. Oh, he loved it too.
Yeah. I guess just kind of like going away to college or something.
Well, there was nothing to do, you know.
Right.
But when Dick and I got married, we lived in Lufkin. I was working in Lufkin. Of course, he didn't have a car. But the man he worked for lived in Lufkin, not too far from where we got our apartment. So he rode back and forth. And of course, I walked to work. And then we moved to Dyeball when I got pregnant later and moved to Dyeball.
Do you know about when that was?
Yes, we moved in 42. Okay. We moved in
during the war.
Uh-huh. We moved in April and Don was born in July.
Okay. Where did you move to in Dyeball?
We moved over here on Hamner in an old house over there. It's still there.
Do you remember how much you had to pay for it?
Oh, not very much. I'm sure maybe $8 or $9 a month.
Mm.
When we moved in this one, we paid $12 a month.
Did you buy this house from Temple?
Yes.
Okay.
After we rented it a long time. Of course, when we moved here, nobody owned a house.
Right.
Everybody rented, and then they sold, and we bought this one.
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
Yes, ma'am. $2,400 for house and lot, and we have about a half acre.
It's a big lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just unbelievable.
Isn't it, though, compared to prices today?
It is, because you can't even get a lot for that.
Mm-mm. Sure they can.
At all.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, you have added on to your house,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm.
Describe
it,
how small it was or how big when you first
Well,
put it,
it was four rooms. And this, from about where this lamp is out, was a front porch, an open porch. And the living room was just, you know, this small bar. This was the kitchen. And back behind that, where you see the end of the cabinet there,
mm-hmm.
okay, that was the back porch back there. And, of course, we built the dining room on and the utility room and the carport. In fact, we've gone all the way around it, just about it.
My goodness.
And then we built back here. Well, we had this bedroom and this bath. There's a bath right here. And then there was another bedroom back there. There was two bedrooms and a living room, kitchen, and a bath, and a front and a back porch. And, of course, we've added another bedroom back there and a bath and a huge walk-in closet. And then we took that bedroom and extended it and made a big den.
Mm, my goodness.
And then built the dining room. And I have a big sewing room at the end of the dining room. And then the utility room and the carport. Mm.
Do you think you probably at least double the size?
Yeah, I'm sure we have doubled the size of it.
Okay, how old were your children when you moved here? Got to a bigger home?
I didn't have any children when we moved here.
Okay.
We only lived over there just a short time, like maybe 2 or 3 months. And this house came vacant, and of course Dick's brother lives next door, and he found out about it, so we got this house. We were living here when both of my children were born.
You just have two children, uh-huh. Both boys, right?
Right.
Don and Gary?
Gary.
Mm-hmm. I've never met Gary. Of course, I know Don and his family. Mm-hmm. I've never met Gary. I've heard people talking about
him. Well, he lives out in the country.
Oh, he lives here?
Oh, yes.
He lives out. Oh, I thought he lived off or something.
No, he lives what we call Beulah.
Okay.
Out in the Beulah community. Okay. Or Prairie Grove.
Did you work while you were carrying your children, or did you?
Yes. Surely did.
Okay. Do you think you would have if we hadn't been in World War II? Did that make a difference, maybe?
Well, I went to work because we felt sure. Well, see, when we moved from Lufkin down here, I quit. And I was pregnant. And I didn't go back to work then until after Don was born. But we were in the war, and we felt, well, Dick had had his papers to go for his physical. So I had an opportunity to go to work. And we just decided it would be best if I worked while he was gone and, you know, maintain the home.
Right.
Because you didn't get much money, like $30 a month or something like that. You couldn't pay house rent and utilities, although they were small and lived, though. But he never did pass the physical to go. So he never did go to the service.
Okay. So he was working for Temple as a planer or...